Today's daf is Makis Daf Tes Zayin. We are four lines from the top of Daf Tes Zayin Omid Aleph, the Travayu Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hanasunu Batzor Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufu Shalema for Yair Yehoshua ben Chaya Atara, Shlomo ben Chaya Leah, and Chava Miriam Bas Malka Fred. So, the topic of today's daf is going to be a continuation of the topic of yesterday's daf, which was the halachos of lav shenitek laseh. So high level, if a person's over a lois aseh, he gets malchus. Stating that, we know that there's a lot of fine print, there's a lot of exceptions to the rule. One of the examples of when a person could be over a lois aseh yet not be chayiv malchus is if the lois aseh is such that it's nitek laseh. In other words, if a person's over a lois aseh, but there's a move to make after he's over the lois aseh, go be mekayim this aseh, that in and of itself is a reason that the person should not be chayiv malchus. We mentioned that the Rishonim in different places say that the svara behind lav shenitek laseh is that ordinarily a person that's over a lois aseh gets malchus because the malchus is the tikkun and the oinish for the lois aseh that he was over. When the Torah commands a person to do an aseh after he's over a lois aseh, we view the aseh as oinshei v'tikunai. And it's for that reason the Oinish and the Tikkun, in this case, was specifically prescribed by the Torah as being the Aseh, and it precludes any other Oinish or Tikkun, and it's for that reason the person would not be Chayiv Malchus. The latter part of yesterday's daf focused on a very foundational machloikis in terms of the halachos and really the deeper understanding of Lav Shenitek Laseh. It was machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The words of the machloikis are that Rabbi Yochanan holds bitloi v'loi bitloi, and Reish Lakish holds kaima v'loi kaima. What does that mean? So, first things first. We have to chazer the theory that we debunked yesterday, and that is, people sometimes mistakenly believe that if a person's over a lav shenitek laseh, it doesn't matter who, what, when, and where, he'll never get malchus. That's not true. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are in agreement that it's possible for a person to get malchus if he's over a lav shenitek laseh. What then does it depend on? Meaning, when do we say that a lav shenitek laseh is not loika, which is the conventional wisdom, and when is it no? Even though it's a lav shenitek laseh, still you're going to get malchus. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's tali in bitloi v'loi bitloi. According to Reish Lakish, it's tali in kaima v'loi kaima. Bitloi v'loi bitloi means as long as the person has the ability to be mekayim daseh, he's going to be potter from malchus. Bitloi. If, however, he's mevatel de'aseh, he does a pa'ula that now doesn't allow him anymore to be mekayim de'aseh, that's when we view this lav shenitek laseh as an ordinary lois aseh, because now it's no longer nitek laseh, you don't even have the ability to be mekayim de'aseh, and then you're going to get malchus even for the lav shenitek laseh. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, when is it that you're potter from malchus by a lav shenitek laseh? When it's loy bitloy. If, however, it's bitloy, now you don't have the ability anymore to be mekayim de'aseh, you're going to get malchus even for the lav shenitek laseh. Reish Lakish is chaylik. Reish Lakish says it's not totally in bitloy v'loy bitloy, but rather it's totally in kaimai v'loy kaimai. What does that mean? After a person's over a lav shenitek laseh, Bezdin gives him the option to be mekayim daseh. If he's mekayim daseh, he won't get malchus. If he's not mekayim daseh, he will get malchus. So what it's totally in then is, were you mekayim daseh? Were you not mekayim daseh? If it was kaimoy, then it's lav shenitek laseh, which is going to be potter. If it's loy kaimoy, then you're going to get malchus, even though it was also loy bitloy, meaning you have the ability, doesn't matter. You have to do it right now, statute of limitations. You don't do it now, you're out. You are going to get malchus. According to Rabbi Yochanan, bitloy v'loy bitloy, according to Reish Lakish, kaimoy v'loy kaimoy, the technical nafkamina is very, very vast. But what was mavur in the Gemara, that is also a very fundamental nafkamina. A nafkamina that goes to the core of understanding the relationship between a lois aseh and an aseh when it comes to lav shenitek laseh, and a machloikis that goes to the core of understanding the oimik of why it is that you don't get malchus for a lav shenitek laseh. The Rishonim explained, which really emerges from the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, bitloy v'loy bitloy, when the Torah gives a lav, that's nitik laseh, essentially what the Torah is saying is that if a person's over the lois laseh, he didn't yet do the complete avera. When is the avera complete? When he's also mevatel v'aseh. The relationship between lois laseh and aseh is such that we view them as being two parts of a whole. Now, the exact nusach of how exactly you explain that, we leave that for the lamdim. But in your neinu, the lois aseh and the aseh are not independent beings. They're two parts of one whole. Ad kidei kach, that if you're over the lois aseh, which really, in every walk of life, is the worst thing imaginable, in this case, you actually didn't do the whole avera yet. Until you mevatel the aseh, the avera of the lois aseh that you violated is not considered to be complete. It's for that reason you don't get malchus unless you mevatel the aseh. It's because kol kama you're not mevatel the aseh, you didn't really do a complete lois aseh. And if you didn't do a complete lois aseh, how could we give you malchus? It's dafka when it's bitloy, now you were mashlim the aveira, because you were mashlim the aveira. The two parts, the lois aseh and the bitl of the aseh. Now we can go ahead and we can give you malchus for what it is that you did. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the relationship between lois aseh and aseh when it comes to a lav shenitak laseh is that they're two parts of this whole. It's an aveira that requires two pu'uloi, so to speak, in order for the person to be over. Unless you do both, you didn't complete the iser, well, then it's very moving. Why in a lav shenita klase, calls manu was loy bitla, you're not going to get malchus, because the ikra avera wasn't completed yet, which is an oimik in the havana of lav shenita klase. According to Reb Shlokish, lav shenita klase is no different than any other lav. And as soon as you're over the loy sase, you are over the loy sase. The fact that it's nita klase, zeu tikunei va'inchai, but it doesn't alter the DNA of the lois aseh, in the sense that, oh, the lois aseh is only nishlam if you're also mevatel aseh. And really, the way we look at the lois aseh is a regular lois aseh. We look at the aseh as your bail. You have an opportunity to get out of the oinish by going ahead and be mekayim aseh. And if you're mekayim it, gevaldig, ashrecha v'toivloch. And if you're not mekayim it, then beware. But the point is that the relationship between the lois aseh and the aseh is no different than the relationship between any two lois aseh's or any two essays or any lois aseh v'aseh. It just so happens this essay was given as an oinish and a tikkun for the lois aseh, and as a result, if you do this oinish and tikkun, you won't have to get malchus. Otherwise, you will have to get malchus. Now, in terms of how Rabbi Yochanan came to his shita of bitloy v'loy bitloy with this super duper lumdus, and how Rish Lakish came to his shita of kaima v'loy kaima with his super duper lumdus, the Gemara said that really it was a derivative from another machlokes that they had, and that is with regards to the shayla, the very general shayla of hasra safik shma hasra or hasra safik lo shma hasra. High level, what's hasra safik? A person is doing an avera, but it could be that what he's doing is also not an avera. This is safik. You want to prevent him from doing what he's doing. You go to him and you warn him and you tell him, listen, I know, and you know, that could be what you're doing is an aveira. On the tzad, it's an aveira, yichayv malchus. He goes ahead and he does the aveira. Would we give him malchus, or would we not give him malchus? If you hold asra, safik, shma asra, you gave him asra. On the tzad that it was an aveira, we would give him malchus. If you hold asra, safik, lo shma asra, from the fact that it was a safik, whether the asra was asra, because it was a safik, whether the aveira was an aveira, it makes the whole asra dead on arrival, and asra, safik, lo shma asra. It just so happens that Rabbi Yochanan shita and shas, like the Gemara brought his asra, safik, shma asra, and Reish Lakish's shita and shas, is that asra, safik, is lo shma asra. Said the Gemara, this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether it's bitla, vila, bitla, kaima, vila, kaima, is really l'shita sayu in the sugya of asra, safik, shma asra, how so? So working backwards with Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, that Asra Safik is Loish Ma Asra, it's impossible for him to hold Bitloy V'loy Bitloy. Because if the gedder of Essay and Lois Asay by a Lav Shenitik Lasay is that we look at them as being two Pu'ulois that make up the Ashlomas HaIsser, well, it would be impossible to ever give a person Hasra then before he's over the Lois Asay. Because right now you see a person doing a Lois Asay. You see the person about to be over the Isser Noiser. Okay, but you can't give him Asra, because unless he's going to afterwards do something to the Basar and be Mevatel Asay, Igloy Milsalam Afrei, he was never over the Loisase. So if you're going to try to give him Hasra right now, the Hasra is going to be a Hasra Sofik, which makes the whole Hasra of every Lav Shenitak Lase then on arrival. Bal Korchach, if you hold Hasra Sofik Loishma Hasra, the relationship between the Loisase and the Ase is not a bitloy veloy bitloy digger relationship with the Lumnus that the Rishonim explained. Rather, it must be Kaimah veloy Kaimah. It's Tafka Rabbi Yochanan who holds that Hasra Sofik Shmo Hasra, he'll have a problem with the Inyan of Hasra Sofik. Well, if he doesn't have a problem with the Inyan of Hasra Sofik, he can hold bitloy veloy bitloy. But the way we explained it yesterday, and it's Mefurish this way in the Rishonim, Rish Lakish who holds Hasra Sofik Loy Shmo Hasra, he was cornered into holding Kaimah v'loy kaimah. He can't hold bitloy v'loy bitloy. Rabbi Yochanan that holds Hasra Safik Shma Hasra, if he wants to hold Kaimah v'loy kaimah, he could. He also has the option, however, to hold bitloy v'loy bitloy. So when the Gemara says va'azdu l'tamayu, the Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish who argued bitloy v'loy bitloy kaimah v'loy kaimah al'tamayu in the sugi of Hasra Safik Shma Hasra loy Shma Hasra, in Rish Lakish one is mechayev, one begets the other. In Rabbi Yochanan, one just allows the other. According to Rish Lakish, Hasra Safik Loy Shma Hasra, he has to hold Kaimah V'Loy Kaimah. Doesn't have the option of Bitla V'Loy Bitla. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that Hasra Safik Shma Hasra, so he has Shnei Drachim. If he wants, he can be Boicher and Bitla V'Loy Bitla. He has the free will to hold Kaimah V'Loy Kaimah. He grabbed the hell that it was Bitla V'Loy Bitla. But this sugya, by the way, is just a great example of where you have what we refer to as a hashtag derivative machloikis. Because there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Hasra Safik Shma Hasra, Loy Shma Hasra, which is a Hasra Diga machloikis, and really the two respective shitas force the Amoron to take position. So sometimes you take a position in one thing and it forces you to take a position in something else. And that's exactly what happened over here. Rish Lakish's position that Hasra Safik Loy Shma Hasra was mechayev him to hold Kaimah V'Loy Kaimah, because Rabbi Yochanan held Hasra Safik Shma Hasra, it allowed him the liberty to look at the sugya of Loy Sase Shenitak Lase more liberally, and he chose to come away bitloy v'loy bitloy, as opposed to kaimoy v'loy kaimoy. Now, where was it that Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish argued the machloikis of Hasra Safik Shma Hasra Loy Shma Hasra? So that was really the last Gemara that we learned in yesterday's daf, which segues us right into today's daf. The case was where somebody made a shvua, a good old-fashioned shvuas bitoy. He said, I swear that I'm going to eat this kikar today. What would happen if the day passes and he doesn't eat it? He was over the Isser Shvua, stating that the Chachamim said that this person would not get Malkus. There's no Malkus. Even though he was over the Shvua, he wouldn't get Malkus. And it was Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Why? Rabbi Yochanan said he wouldn't get Malkus because although he violated the Shvua, it was a Lav She'im by Maisa. V'chol Lav She'im by Maisa in Loikinov. How was he over the Shvua? By not eating the Kikar. He swore that he was going to eat. Well, not doing something is an Eim by Maisa, Lav She'im by Maisa, you don't get Malkus. Rish Lakish said that you're not going to get Malkus for a different reason, because it's Hasra Safik, and Hasra Safik is Loishma Hasra. Why was it Hasra Safik? Because if somebody was going to warn this person, don't violate your Shvua, so what would he do? He'd go over to him at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he would say, you know, you swore you have to eat, eat, and you're not eating right now. Well, just because I'm not eating right now doesn't mean I'm not going to eat it an hour from now. So my not eating now is like a Hasra Safik type of inyan, because could be it's going to be mitzarif with also not eating later, and as a result, it'll come out that I was being over the shvua, but maybe I will eat later. So me not eating now was completely benign. I didn't do anything wrong. Says Rish Lakish, being that it's a suffix, if right now you're not eating is an Aveira, therefore the Hasra is Hasra suffix Loish Masra, it's for that reason you're not going to get Malkus. So Rish Lakish explained the halacha of Shvua Sh'eichel Kikazei Ayoyim V'Aver Ayoyim V'Layachla based on Hasra suffix Loish Masra. Rabbi Yechanan didn't explain it that way. He explained it based on Lav She'im V'Maisa Loik and Olav. What do you see from here? That Rish Lakish holds Hasra suffix Loish Masra. Rabbi Yechanan obviously holds that Hasra suffix Shma Hasra. Now, as it relates to the segue, one last little knitch, and that is that it emerges from this Gemara that Rabbi Yechanan holds Hasra suffix Shma Hasra. It also emerges from the Gemara that Rish Lakish holds Lav She'im by Maisa Loikin Olav, right? Shvuah Sh'eichel Kikazei Ayoyim V'Aver Ayoyim V'Lo Yachla. No Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan says why? Because it's a Lav Shein by Maisa. Lav Shein by Maisa ain't like an olive. Rish Lakish says because it's Hasra Safik. Hasra Safik, Loishma Hasra. We're making a big deal about the fact that from the fact that Rish Lakish said it's Hasra Safik and Rabbi Yochanan didn't say because it's Hasra Safik, so he said, Meres Rabbi Yochanan holds Hasra Safik Ishma Hasra. Well, we could also make an equally big deal about the fact that from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that it's because Lav Shein by Maisa ain't like an olive and Rabbi Shlokish didn't say it's because Lav Shein by Maisa ain't like an olive. Zoy say Meres, there is Lokish holds Lav Shein by Maisa, like an olive. And really, the Gemara now assumes that that is the case. That Rish Lakish holds Lav Shein by Maisa, like an olive. Rabbi Yochanan holds Hasra Safik Shma Hasra, says the Gemara, four lines from the top of Daftes Zayin Amar Aleph, Vetravayu Alib, the Rabbi Yehuda. Say Rabbi Yochanan and say Rish Lakish, who hold of their respective Chedushim. Again, Rabbi Yochanan holds Hasra Safik Shma Hasra, Rish Lakish holds Lav Shein by Maisa, like an olive. You want to know where they got their Chedush from? They got it from something that the Tana Rabbi Yehuda said. As a matter of fact, we're going to see in the course of the Gemara, it's going to be really a result of not just one thing Rabbi Yehuda said, but a few things that Rabbi Yehuda said. The Tanya, we learned in the Braise, so it says in the Torah, V'loisei sirum yemenu ad boiker, V'hanoisarm yemenu ad boiker, Be'ich tisroifu. Where does it say this? Regarding the Korban Pesach. So the Korban Pesach had to be eaten, B'leil Pesach, Machloikis Rabbi Loza ben Azayin, the Chachamim, Chatzois, or Yav until the morning. Hence the machlokes of whether you have to eat dafi koinen before chatzos. But the bottom line is one thing the Torah says, v'anoisem yemenu ad boiker, that if you have any part of the carbon pesach that's left over until the morning, be'ich destroy food, there's a chiyuv to go ahead and to burn it. Says the b'raisa b'hakasuv, when the Torah after it says, v'anoisem yemenu ad boiker, says v'anoisem yemenu ad boiker, be'ich destroy food, what the Torah is doing with that mitzvah's essay of sreifas noiser is litin asay achalois asay, it's giving you an asay after the lois asay, loy mashayim loikin of the Rabbi Yehuda, to tell me that there's no Malkus. So Rabbi Yehuda said there's no Malkus for the lav of Noiser. You know why? Because it's a lav shenita klasei. Because the Torah says lois tisir mimenu ad boiker, and then it says v'nois mimenu ad boiker be'ech tisroif. So the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yochanan daya kochi. Rabbi Yochanan heard what Rabbi Yehuda said, and he made the following dik. Time of the Baha Kosov. It sounds like the only reason that there's no Malkus when it comes to the Isser Noiser is because it's a Lav Shenita Klasei. Holy Baha Kosov, let's say it wouldn't be a Lav Shenita Klasei like, then you would get Malkus. Alma, what do you see from here? Hasra Safik Shma Hasra. Because if Hasra Safik is Loishma Hasra, then you anyway's not going to get Malkus. The reason you're not going to get Malkus is because Isser Noiser is always going to be a situation of Hasra Safik. Why? So just visualize it. You have a person, it's 2 in the morning, and the Noiser is still sitting around. You're going to give him Hasra. You're going to tell him, you know right now what you're doing is wrong. I could burn it in an hour from now. So it's a Safik if right now I'm doing something wrong. Now, if I never burn it, so the mafreya comes out right now. I should have been burning it. But if I end up burning it later, then right now what I was doing was perfectly fine. So being that it's a suffix, whether or not what I'm doing now is wrong, the hasra is ichet a suffix, and the hasra thus is a classic hasra suffix. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda didn't simply say hasra suffix, loish masra, and that's why there's no malchus for this and noiser. He had to come on to the fact that it's a lav shenita klasei, said Rabbi Yochanan, I'm the daik from here. Rabbi Yehuda must be of the opinion that hasra suffix is masra. Rish Lakish daik achi. Rish Lakish was also the daik, his opinion from this Rabbi Yehuda, but he made a different thing. Time of the Baha Kosov. It sounds like the only reason there's no malchus again by the is and noiser is because of lav shenita klasei. Hello, Baha Kosov. But we're not for the fact that it's lav shenita klasei. Like you would get malchus. Alma, you know what you see from here? Lav shenita klasei. You see that there's no Malkus on a Lav Shein by Maisa. Why? Because if, and you see there is Malkus on a Lav Shein by Maisa, because if there's no Malkus on a Lav Shein by Maisa, then why do you have to come up to the fact that it's a Lav Shenita Klasei to tell me that there's no Malkus by the Isser Noiser? Typically, you're not doing a Maisa, right? How you over the Isser Noiser by not doing what you were supposed to do, not eating it, not getting rid of it, right? That's how you over. So it's a Lav Shein by Maisa. And still, the only reason there's no Malkus is because it's Netta Klase, says Rish Lakish. This is where I know that Lav She'en by Meis is like enough. So says the Gemara, Travayu alibit Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan that said Asra Safik Shema Asra, and Rish Lakish that said Lav She'en by Meis like enough, they both got their respective opinions from a diak in something Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said there's no Malkus by Noisa because Slav Shenita Klasei. Frank Rabbi Yochanan Tepe Klei, it's Asra Safik. Oh, must be Asra Safik, Shema Asra. Frank Rish Lakish Tepe Klei, it's a Lav Shein by Maisa. Oh, must be that Lav Shein by Maisa is really like enough. Now, if you hit the pause button here for 1 second, there's a very obvious question you have to ask. And Rashi says that, by the way, if this question is bothering you, I'm like, you know the Gemara is going to work it through. So following Rashi's lead, what's the very, very obvious question? L'chayru, what you see from Rabbi Yehuda is both things. You see, Sai Asra, Safik Shema Asra, and Sai Lav She'im Bay Maisa, like an olive, right? So why is it that Rabbi Yochanan is only Medayik Asra, Safik Shema Asra, and Rish Lakish is only Medayik, Lav She'im Bay Maisa, like an olive? L'chayru, you see both of them. Because if Hasra Saf is Lo Shema Hasra, you don't have to come on to Lav Shem Klas A. And if Lav Shem Meis is Lo Yinolov, then you don't have to come on to Lav Shem Klas A. From the fact that you needed to come on to Lav Shem Klas A, that means the other two boxes are not issues. It means there's no problem with Hasra, Hagamis Hasra Safik, and there's no problem with the fact that there's no Meisa, because Lav Shem Meis is Lo Yinolov. So how is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan is only Medayik Hasra Safik Shema Hasra, and Rish Lakish is only Medayik that Lav Shem Meis is Lo Yinolov, L'chayra, both Amiram should have been Medayik both things, and really that's the next Cheshbon HaGemara. Says the Gemara, Rish Lakish, Nami Havadi Asra Safik, who Hakrish Lakish hold that Asra Safik Lo Shema Hasra. L'chayru, you see from Rabbi Yehuda that Hasra Safik is Shema Hasra. And just like he himself was Medayik, that you see from Rabbi Yehuda that Lav Shem Meis Loginol, L'chayru, you see from here also that Asra Safik Shema Hasra. So the Gemara says it's true. It's true, 100%. There's no question in the world. You can't argue this. You see from Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion also that Asra Safik Shema Asra, stating that, Savaloki Idach Tan Rabbi Yehuda. But Rish Lakish knew there was another Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Asra Safik is Loy Shema Asra, and he preferred to paskin halacha l'maisa as it relates to Hasra Safik, like the under Rabbi Yehuda. So what's this other Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya, we learned in a braisa, so hikazeh v'chazer, v'hikazeh. So the case is talking about where a person is not sure who his father is. Now, he narrowed it down to two people. Rashi says it was a situation where it was a Safik ben Tesla Rishon, Safik ben Zayin L'achron. But the bottom line is, he's not sure who his father is. And he now went and he hit both of these Chevra, or he was Mekalel both of them. Maka Ova V'imai, Mekalel Ova V'imai is Chayv Misa. But being that in this case, it's a Safik who the father really is, so the question is, could we give him Misa's Bezin or could we not? Zahika Zebachaz V'ikazef, he would hit one and then afterwards he would hit the other. Or Kila Zebachaz V'ikazef, he'd be Mekal one, then afterwards he'd be Mekal the other. Or Hika Shnei Bevas Achas, or if he would hit both of them at the same time. Aikil Shem Bevasach, he'd be Mekal both of them at the same time. Chayiv. The halacha says, as long as it was Hasra, he would be Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda said, Bevasach is Chayiv. If he did a Bevasach, he's going to be Chayiv. Or Bezeach Hazeh Potter. If he does a Bezeach Hazeh, he's going to be Potter. And the reason is because Bezeach Hazeh, it's going to be Hasra Safik. Because right now, you're going to have to give the person Hasra. Right? You can't give somebody Misa's Bezin without Hasra. What's the Hasra? Don't hit him. Why? Because he's your father. Maybe not. So it's a Hasra Safik. Now, if he hits them both Bevas Achas, so then it's possible to give Hasra. The Hasra is going to be, don't hit these two guys, because one of them is your father, Meman of Shach. And then you go ahead and you do it, so you violated Hasra. But if it's Bezeach Hazeh, it's not. Now, just to explain this a little bit better, what's the difference between Bevas Achas and Bezeach Hazeh? It's because the Avera always has to be Toich Kedei Dibur. We spoke about this yesterday, of when the Hasra was given. So if it's Bevas Achas, so you give a Hasra for both, and then Toich Kedei Dibur, he hits both of them at the same second. So we don't look at it as Hasra Asaf, because Maman of Shach, he hit his father. If, however, it's Bezeach Hazeh, so the one he hit first would be Toich Kedei Dibur from the Hasra, but the one that he hit second would not be Toich Kedei Dibur from the Hasra. As a result, we would view it as Hasra Safik, and mean that it's Hasra Safik, it would be an issue. But what do you see from here? That Rabbi Yehuda, this Elber Rabbi Yehuda holds that Hasra Safik, right? It's Rabbi Yehuda, the names matter. It is Loi Shema Hasra. So says Reish Lakish, I agree. From the Rabbi Yehuda of Noiser, you see that he holds Hasra Safik Shema Hasra, just like you see that he holds Avshem Yemai Salog, you know. It just so happens there's another Rabbi Yehuda, a Rabbi Yehuda that holds Asra Safik is Loish Masra, and I picked and choose. I paskin like the diuk in the Rabbi Yehuda of Noiser, the Lav Shein Bemaisa Loikin Olav, but I also paskin like what Rabbi Yehuda said Mefurish regarding Hikazeh, the Chazav Hikazeh, that Hasra Safik is Loish Masra. Now, Kana Ben Shoyal, how did the two Rabbi Yehuda stem? What do you mean? You have a Rabbi Yehuda that holds Asra Safik Loich Masra, and Rabbi Yehuda that holds Asra Safik Shema Asra. The Gemara is going to ask that kasha as well. But either way, the Gemara now turns its attention to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Nami, Havadi Lav She'im Bei Maiso, who Rabbi Yochanan was Medayik from Rabbi Yehuda by Noiser, that Asra Safik Shema Asra. But he was Medayik from Rabbi Yehuda of Noiser, that Lav She'im Bei Maiso, like in all of Lechayr, the Zelbediyik of Asra Safik Shema Asra. You see also that Rabbi Yehuda must hold that Lav She'im Bei Maiso is like in all of. So the Gemara says, you're right in that, Rabbi Yehuda, you see it, but Savaloki Hadam Rabbi. Well, but the point is that I have another Rabbi Yehuda, right, if you look at the names, who said in the name of Rabbi Yosei HaGlivi, that called Loisa Sei Shabbat Torah, as it relates to every single Loisa Sei in the Torah, Lav She'im by Maisa Loikin Olav, Lav She'yesh by Maisa Loikin Olav, Lav She'im by Maisa Ein Loikin Olav. Every Loisa Sei, if it's a Lav She'yesh by Maisa, you get Malkus. If Lav She'im by Maisa, you don't get Malkus. Chutz, what are the three big exceptions to the rule? Min HaNishba, Umeimar, Vamakal Eschaber B'Shem. So, Nishba, if somebody swears falsely, Meimar, that's the Lach of Tmura, or if someone is Makal Eschaber with the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though there's a Lav Shem by Mises, in those cases, you're going to get Malkus. But the point is, Sedon Nocher Rabbi Yehuda, and that Rabbi Yehuda holds, what? Lav Shem by Mises, ain't like, it's only three times they get Malkus on a Lav Shem by Mises, but ordinarily, Lav Shem by Mises ain't like an olive, and it's for that reason that Rabbi Yochanan held that as much as it's mevur in the first Rabbi Yehuda, that lav she'im by ma'isa loikin olav, but there's another Rabbi Yehuda that holds lav she'im by ma'isa ain loikin olav, and Rabbi Yochanan preferred to paskin like the other Rabbi Yehuda as opposed to this Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, if you just come off a breath for 1 second and we recap what we just did, what emerges is we have steers in Rabbi Yehuda flying all over the place, right? Because we have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda with Asra, Safik, Shema, Asra, Loi, Shema, Asra. For Rabbi Yehuda, Noiser, Asra, Safik, Shema, Asra. But from Rabbi Yehuda of Hikazeh, because of Hikazeh, Asra, Safik, is Loi, Shema, Asra. And we have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda with Lav, Shem, Yem, Maisa, Loi, Kenolav, Ein, Loi, Kenolav. From Rabbi Yehuda, Noiser, Lav, Shem, Yem, Maisa, is Loi, Kenolav. But from the Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum, Rabbi Yosi, Aglili, Kol, Loi, Sasei, Shebetoiro, Lav, Shem, now we figured out that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish were picking and choosing which Rabbi Yehudas they wanted a paskin like Beseder. But how do you make sense of that? Etzim Rabbi Yehudas. So Freit the Gemara, Kashet Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, how do you just make sense of all this? So the Gemara says like this: either Rabbi Shimon Lakish, as it relates to the two Rabbi Yehudas that we discussed in the context of Rish Lakish, again, the Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Asra Safik Shema Asra, that's Rabbi Yehuda of Noiser. And the Rabbi Yehuda that holds Asra Safik Shema Asra, that's Hikas of Echaz of Hikazet. So the way I'm going to answer that is, Trey Tanoim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. It's two different Tanoim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. You're right, there were two Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda, or two Tanoim that had a Messiah in Rabbi Yehuda, and one had it this way, the other one had it that way. Either Rabbi Yochanan, as it relates to the two Rabbi Yehudas in the world of Rabbi Yochanan. The first was Rabbi Yehuda of Noiser was Lav She'im Be Maisa Loikin Olav. And the other one was Rabbi Yehuda Meshum Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who said Lav She'im Be Maisa Ein Loikin Olav. Like, Kasha, that's a much easier answer. Hadidei, Hadirabei. Because the first Rabbi Yehuda was just Rabbi Yehuda. The second one was Rabbi Yehuda Meshum Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That's not a Kasha. Rabbi Yehuda holds Lav She'im Be Maisa Loikin Olav. Rabbi Yehuda Meshum Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Meaning, his Rebbe held that Lav She'im Be Maisa is Ein Loikin Olav. Right? So to answer the two Rabbi Yehudas, I'll leave it to Reish Lakish, which is a little harder, because they were both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Which is a little dachuk, but the Gemara does it a lot. As it relates to the two Rabbi Yehudas in the world of Rabbi Yochanan, it's much easier, because one was a Stam Rabbi Yehuda, the other one was Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The bottom line is that what we have over here is the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, bitle kaimai v'le kaimai, which is telling the machloikis of Hasra Safik, Shema Asra, Loi Shema Asra, which we saw intersects even with the halacha of Lav She'im by Maisa Loikin Olav or Ein Loikin Olav. This is like making Kol HaTorah Kulo L'Shita Sayu here, which all boils down to a Rabbi Yehuda. Not one Rabbi Yehuda, not even two Rabbi Yehudas, three Rabbi Yehudas, Steiris and Rabbi Yehudas, Trait Tanoi, Libid Rabbi Yehuda. The bottom line is, we're going to move along now. Me inyan le inyan ba'usa inyan. Tanan hasam. We learned in a Mishnah over there. Now this is interesting, because usually when you see a Tanan hasam, so the Gemara is going to send you to Yenemek Velt. But really, this Tanan Hasam is on the next page. It's on Daf Yud Zayin Amalaf. Now, it's also Masechtes Chulin, which is why it's a Tanan Hasam. But it's Grada, also tomorrow's Daf. Either way, Tanan Hasam, Anoitel Eim Al Habanim. So, Shiluach HaKan. So, what's the halacha of Shiluach HaKan? So, it says in the Torah that if a person sees a tzipar that's sitting on top of a kan, so you want to take the eggs, so you can't just go ahead and take the eggs, you can't even take the mother together with the eggs, but rather you have a mitzvah saseh of shalech to shaleches ha'ein. First you have to send away the mother, and after you send away the mother, it's only then that you're going to be able to take the beitzim. It's only then that you're going to be able to take the kan. Now the Torah says, lo sika ha'im al abonim. Right, that's all Loisa say, and it also says Shalech to Shalech Esoim. But the point is, without doing that, this is something that you are not allowed to do. You can't just simply go ahead and take the children. You can't just simply go ahead and take the mother. with the children, shaleach the shalach esoheim, and then afterwards, ves habonim tikachlach. So the Mishnah says, what would be if someone is noital im al habonim? He violated this iser of loisikach im al habonim. Rabbi Huda says, loikaveinim eshaleach, you're going to get malchus, and you don't have the option now of sending away the mother. The chachamim say, no, mishaleach veinu loike, you have the option to send away the mother, and as a result, not get malchus. In fact, the Mishnah says, this is the rule. Kol mitzvahs loisaseh, sheyesh bakum aseh, ein chayov an oleh. Any mitzvahs loisaseh that has a kum aseh, meaning any lav shenitak laseh, there's no malchus. And that's the basis of the sheet of the Chachamim. Mishaleach ve'enu loike. So we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. If somebody was over the Isser Shiloh HaKan, the loisaseh, could you go now and be mishaleach, and by being mishaleach, make it a lav shenitak laseh and not get malchus or not? The Chachamim say, yeah, mishaleach ve'eino loike. Rabbi Yehuda says that's not an option. Loike ve'eino mishaleach. Now Rashi speaks out that avada Rabbi Yehuda is agreeable to the principle of kol mitzvahs loisaseh shneyesh bakum aseh in chayav an oleh. He knows the halach of lav shenitak laseh. So, you know, even though we just had a whole sugi of Rabbi Yehuda's, don't walk away with another Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no such thing as lav shenitak laseh. Oh, and by the way, because what was the original Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said that there's no malchus by noiser. Why not? Because it's ba'ak kosav litin aseach loisaseh loy meshe loikinol. So we know Rabbi Yehuda holds that lav shenitak laseh is ain loikinol. The reason Rabbi Yehuda holds it's based on the fact that Rabbi Yehuda holds that once you noitel the emal abonim, you can't be mekayim da'aseh anymore. The aseh of shaleach to shalach is something you can only do if you didn't take the mother yet. Once you take the mother, now you're a day late and a dollar short. Right, dollar short. It's a school of Parnasa and Arichas Yomim and Alagut Azachin. But the bottom line is, once you take the mother at that point, it's already too late. And it's for that reason you can't say, oh, now let me send the mother away. There's no mitzvah of Shaleach to Shalach anymore. So again, everybody holds Be'etzin that the Issa Shiloh HaKan is a lav shenitak laseh. The Shaila is, once you take the mother, do you have the option of now being Mishaleach? Or do you not have the option to be mishaleach? Rabbi Yehuda Omer loike ve'en mishaleach. It's already too late. The Chachamim say mishaleach ve'en loike. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan went and he made a diuk in the Mishnah. So we have to halt cheshbon over here. Rabbi Yochanan said ein lanu ela zois ve'oid acheres. Rabbi Yochanan was medayik that the Chachamim said mishaleach ve'en loike. Chachamim didn't just say you don't get malchus. The Chachamim said you have to send it away and then you won't get malchus. What if you don't send it away? What if you don't send it away? So, could be you will get malchus. You're going to get malchus, right? Let's talk this through together in real time. You're going to get malchus. I thought it's lav shenitak laseh. Lav shenitak laseh. You never get malchus. You have to send it away. You have to do the aseh, right? Is that the way it works? So the answer is yes. Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaseh holds bitloy v'loy bitloy. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not so posh it that you're not going to get malchus for a lav shenitak laseh. By the way, it's true according to Reish Lakish also. It's kind of like, it's even more true according to Reish Lakish. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan's one that's talking. And we have a lot of information in the world of Rabbi Yochanan as it relates to lav shenitak laseh at this point. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that lav shenitak laseh, you could get malchus. When do you not get malchus if you have the ability to be mekayim daseh? When would you yet get malchus if you're bitloy? If you're bitlo, you're mevatel the aseh, so now you can't do the aseh anymore. So it's then that the halach is that you actually would get malchus. And Rabbi Yochanan's been medayik it in the lashon of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, mishaleach ve'enoy loike. The Chachamim say, send away the mother, and then you won't get malchus. As if to say, but just beware, because if you're not mishaleach, right? Holoi shalach zok rashi, like, then you will get malchus. Says Rabbi Yochanan, this is screaming the idea that sometimes you get malchus for being going for a lav shenitak laseh. And what is a talion? Well, we know Rabbi Yochanan's a talion. Bitloy v'loy bitloy. So on that nekuda, says Rabbi Yochanan, that ein lanu ela zois v'oid acheres, this that it's mevur in the Mishnah, that you could get malchus for a lav shenitak laseh, when is that going to be? Get Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasei, if it's bitloy, there's two examples where that's going to play itself out. Zois, the Mishnah, and you see it from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said Mishalech v'nei loika, so you say Meres hoy loy shalach loika, it's possible to be mevatel the mitzvah saseyev shiluach hakan, and for that reason, actually get Malkus. This is example number one, but there's a second example as well, and no other examples. Zayis v'y dacheres is two times where it's possible you'll get Malkus for lavshin the klasei. B'milam acherim, we're making a big deal, we're debunking this theory, right? That you never get Malkus for lavshin the klasei. Right? Nishtemes. It's possible that you would get Malkus for a lav shenita klase. According to Rabbi Yochanan, bitla v'lai bitla, according to Reish Lakish, kaim v'lai kaimai. Zokt Rabbi Yochanan aleh. He's the mara d'shmaita, bitla v'lai bitla. There's two times where it's possible that you're going to get Malkus for a lav shenita klase. In other words, there's two times where you could be mavatl v'ase, which would now trigger that you would get Malkus. One is shiluach hakan, and Rabbi Yochanan sees it in the Mishnah, because v'chachamim meirim mishalech v'nei loika, it's mashma, it's possible that if you're not mishalech, you actually would get Malkus. And there's one other case. Either way, so after Rabbi Yochanan said this, somebody, Rabbi Lazar, was the Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yochanan, right? It's Reish Lakish 1, Rabbi Lazar 2. So Rabbi Lazar hears what Rabbi Yochanan said. He said, Heicha, where's the other one? Amaleis. And Rabbi Yochanan says, L'chis ishkach, go ahead and try to find it. And when you find it, come back, we'll talk about it. Nafak dok v'ashkach. So he went and he started learning all the Mishnayos and the Braises, and he came back with a Braise. And he learned to the Braise, and this Braise hopefully sounds familiar from yesterday. Oina Shigiresh, someone that was Ma'anis and Isha, and then he gave her a get. Im Yisrael, Uf Yisrael, Yisrael, Machsevene Leika, Vim Kayin Hu, Leika, Ve'ene Machser. So he says, oh, I found it. Gevaldik. Oina Shigiresh, what's the Lashon? Im Yisrael Hu, Machser, Ve'ene Leika. Right, he was over the lab of Leyucha L'shalcha Kol Yomav. There's an essay of Leisia Le'isha. Im Yisrael, he could be Machsevene, like it's the same deed that Rabbi Yochanan made in the Mishnah. So he said, Gevaldik, this is obviously the other case that over here, if you taka are Machser, or at least if you're not Mevatel the Hechatimtza of being able to be Machser, you're not going to get Malkus. But if it's Bitlay at that point, you're taka going to get Malkus. But the Gemara says, how do you even understand this? How do you understand this? Honi chalaman de tani kaim of le kaimai. Bishlam according to Reish Lakish, who was tani kaim of le kaimai. Right? Kaim of le kaimai is not just a shita, it was a tani, right? Because remember, the machloik is bitle, kaim of le kaimai was had to understand the braisa. So that's good according to the mandama that holds kaimai v'loi kaimai. Ela the mandama tani bitloi v'loi bitloi. But according to the one that holds bitloi v'loi bitloi, how are you going to make sense of getting Malkus in the case of shiluach hakan and in the case of oina shagirich? Bishlami gabi shiluach hakan. Bishlami as relates to shiluach hakan. Mishkachas lo, I understand. Right, what would be the case of being mevatel, the mitzvah's essay of shiluach hakan? The case would be where the person went ahead and he killed the mother. Oh, if you killed the mother, so at this point, you can't be Mekayim Shiluach HaKan anymore. Right? You're Mevatel the Mitzvah. Right? That's easy. So that would be the Hechatimtza of how you're Mevatel the Mitzvah. Ela Oynes. But as it relates to Oynes, Bitloy V'loy Bitloy Heche Mishkachas Lo. What's a Hechatimtza where somebody was Me'anis and Isha, he married her, gave her a get, and was Mevatel the ability to even go ahead and marry her again? Right, what would be the Hechatimtza? Eat the Katla, right? So the Gemara works through every scenario. Hakal or Rabbis. Maybe the case is where he killed her. Well, if you kill her, you can't marry her, right? Come live with the Rabbamine. But then, yeah, anyways, not going to be Chayiv Malkus because you're going to be Chayiv Misa for killing her. So that can't be the case. So I'm Rav Simi Mechaiznas. Rav Simi Mechaiznas said, nah, I'll tell you, push the case. Like, why are we even having this morbid conversation? Maybe the case is where he was Mekabel Kedushin for her from somebody else, and being that he was Mekabel Kedushin for her from somebody else, so by him being Mekabel the Kedushin, it made her an Eishes Ish. He did the Maisa, so it comes out he was Mevatel, and being that he was Mevatel, so it's for that reason, now you can't be Mekayim Dase anymore. But the Gemara says, how is this going to work? Amarav, L'chayra, Ish, Avise Shliach. What was the case that he was Mekabel Kedushin for her from somebody else? If she made him into a Shliach, then you come Mevatel away. She's the one that's being Mevatel, meaning he's just a Shliach, right? Don't kill the middleman. So what do you want from me? And Eloi Shavisei Shliach. And if the case is where she didn't make him into a Shliach, Kol Kiminei, for like Lumi, well then she wasn't really Mekabel Kedushin at all. And if that's the case, then that certainly can't be an issue. In other words, the Gemara is saying that how could it be that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds bitloy v'loy bitloy, there'll be two echatimtzes where you'll get Malkus for a lav shenita klasei. One being shiluach hakan, and the other one being oina shagirish. Bishloy meshiluach hakan, it's possible bitloy. You kill the bird that you have to send away. So if the bird's not here, you can't be mekayim shalech t'shalech hasoei. However, as it relates to oina shagirish, how is it possible that you won't be able to be mekayim the mitzvah? Meaning, oinus marriage, divorce, and now you can't be mekayim daaseh. You are mevatel, and because you're mevatel, we're going to give you malchus. How are you mevatel? You killed her, it's come lebed rabbi, and you're getting misa anyways. Oh, she got married, but what did you do? Meaning you have to be mevatel it. So you are mekabel it as a shliach, then you're just a shliach. And if you did it on your own, then it's for like klum. Then it's nothing anyways. So how exactly is that even going to be possible? So the Gemara said, oh, Amar Rav Simeon ben Arda, I'll tell you what the case would be. Kigon shedir b'rabim. The case is where this man made a neder b'rabim that he would never have enough from this woman. And being that he made a neder b'rabim, he's never going to have enough from this woman, he can't marry her. Because once you make a neder, you're not going to have enough from somebody. Obviously, you can't marry that person. Now, the chiddush is he did a b'rabim. Had he not done a b'rabim, so you could always say Shimon or Rabbi Yisai, mutalach, 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 right? Erev Hashana, and you're good to go. But being that he did a b'rabim, a neder, shahuda b'rabim, there's no hatara. I mean, that there's no hatara, that would be the case. But the Gemara's hondi, chlamandam, and neder shud b'rabim, ain't lehafara. That's good. According to mandam, that holds neder shud b'rabim is ain't lehafara. By the way, we're using the word hafara loosely, because really, if you're familiar with the sugis and then the Masechtas Nedarim, this is not hafara. This is really hatara. But either way, that's all good. According to Mandama that holds the neder shud b'rabim, is only hafara. Mandama yesh lehafara. But according to Mandama that holds the neder shud b'rabim, has hafara. My ikalim emar. So just because you made a b'rabim doesn't mean you can't get out of it. So the Gemara says the madir lo al das rabim. The case will be where you made a neder not b'rabim but al das rabim. You made it totally in the rabim. The Amar Amemar, because Amemar said hilchasat Allah is neder shud b'rabim. Yeshloi hafara, a neder that's hudah b'rabim is yeshloi hafara. So even though it's a shayla, yeah, no, but a meimer paskin lehalacha that it's yeshloi hafara, a neder shahudar al das rabim is einlei hafara. They're ready. There is not going to be any hafara. So the bottom line is, let's just recap this for a second. We have in the Mishnah that discusses shiluach hakan, a tanan hasam, which is an adaf from now, where the chachamim say that as it relates to a noitel aim al habanim mishaleach ve'einoi Loika. Rabbi Yochanan was medayik from there that it's only if you're mishaleach you're ainei loika. If you wouldn't be mishaleach, you would be loika, even though it's inherently a lav shenita klase. So he said, you can get malchus for a lav shenita klase, which doesn't come as news to us because we mentioned this already five times between yesterday's and today's da. But what Rabbi Yochanan said was a gevaldige chiddush. He said, there's only two examples in the whole world where this will be true. Zois v'oid acheres. And Rabbi Loza was very curious to know what's the so he told him, you want to know? Figure it out. And then come back and we'll have a conversation about it. And Rabbi Loza went that he figured it out. He said, the other case must be Oine Shagirish. And the reason he thought it was Oine Shagirish, because if you medayik the price of the same diik that Rabbi Yochanan made in the Mishnah, Mishalech Vein Eloike, you have in the price of Oine Shagirish. Oine Shagirish im Yisraelu, Machzer Vein Eloike. It sounds like if he's not Machzer, then already you would get Malchus. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Loza came back and he said, this is the second one. And it seems at first glance like Rabbi Yochanan accepted it. He said, yeah, you got it. These are the two echetimtzes where you'd be able to get malchus. Where it's shayach in Rabbi Yochanan's world, a bit like a bit, and the Gemara jumped on it. The Gemara said again, Rabbi Yochanan holds the only time you're going to get malchus for a lav shenita klase is if you actually mevatel it, right? Rabbi Yochanan is the man d'amar a bit like a bit. Bishlam if I shluach akan, you can be mevatel it, you just kill the animals, so that's easy. But as it relates to oyne shagirish, how can you be mevatel it? And what the Gemara came at is it's talking about when you made a neder al das rabin in leyafara, and being that a neder al das rabin is in leyafara, that's what the echetimtzes is going to be. But the Gemara is going to ask now questions from different lav shenita klaseis. Is that true? There's no other hechatim, so we have a lav shenita klase where you could do a maisa, you could do a pa'ula that's going to be mevatel the asay, so that you could say now it was a bitla, and beat that it's a bitla, you'll get malchus. Zois v'yid acheres, nothing else. So simin gezel mashkin upeya. This is a very easy simin because these are the three sugyas that the Gemara is going to shtel to now right away. That are lechayra other hechetim says where it's possible a bit of a bit of gezel. So the Gemara says like this as it relates to gezel. Rachmanim, the Torah says like singso, and the Torah also says veheshev es agzela mashkin, and as it relates to mashkin, Rachmanim, right? You're not allowed to walk into the loiva's house to take the mashkin. Hashev toshev loy. And if you do, you have an asay, right? So these are two examples of lav shenita klaseis. Gezel, that's easy. Like sigzel veheshev es agzela, and mashkin as well. You're not let go after the person in an aggressive way as it relates to the mashkin. And if you do, hashiv tashiv loy umishkachas lo. And lechayru, you have a hechatimsa of a kaimay v'loy kaimay and a bitloy v'loy bitloy. But you have both. Kaima v'lay kaima, that's easy. But even in Rabbi Yochanan's world, sha'al ze anudanin, of bitloy v'lay bitloy, right? What would be the case of bitloy v'lay bitloy? where you stole something and now it's gone. You destroyed it. So you can't be mekayim anymore, v'heshev es gzeila asher gazal. Or in the case of mashkin, where you got rid of the mashkin. So if you got rid of the mashkin, you can't be mekayim the hashav tashav loy. So you have a hechatimtz of a bitloy v'loy bitloy. So why Rabbi Yochanan says zois v'idacher? It's only two examples. What about these? I mean, these are the most basic examples in the world. So Gemara says, no. You know why? Because hasam over there, kimi dechai b'tashlumin, ain't loy k'mashal. Because if the gazlin is going to go and he's going to get rid of the thing that he stole, or this Malva is going to get rid of the mashkin, well, then there's going to be a chiyuv tashlumin. You're going to be obligated to at least write a check to make the person whole. Once there's a chiyuv tashlumin, there's anyways no malchus. Why not? Because you're not loika mashalim, and we know there's always a chiyuv mamon. So being that you're going to be mashalim v'ena loika, so therefore it's not an example of where you're going to get malchus. It's an example of where you can be mevatel liyaseh, but it's not an example of where you going to get malchus. Maskel Rab Zeira, but Rab Zeira said, I have hechetim. So, ha'ika, what about the following case? Mashkoine shalger, umesa ger. What would be if somebody loaned money to a ger, he had the mashkin of the ger, last Rashi on the Amid, the sarfa b'chaya ger, and then he destroyed it while the ger was alive, umesa ger, and then the ger died, ve'en lo yarshim, and the ger has no yarshim, the less of a tashlumen. There's no one to give the money to. So you have a hechetimtza now where you can't be mekayim daseh because you're mevatalit, even b'chaya ger, and there's no chiv tashlumen now, so you should get malchus for being over the lois daseh without having the ability to be mekayim daseh. So I have a hechetimtza in mashkin, but the Gemara says, hasam over there, the lum this is gavra bar tashlumen hu, that really, at the time that this person went and he burnt the mashkin, when he was mevatel the aseh, at that point there was a chiyuv tashlumen, right? At that point the ger was still alive, and because the ger was still alive, right, that was the way Rashi played out the case, v'sarfa b'chaya ger, and there was a chiyuv tashlumen. Being that at that moment there was a chiyuv tashlumen, that chiyuv tashlumen knocked out the malchus, v'shibuda the ger, hu the kapaka. So you had a chiyuv tashlumen, the problem is the guy that you owe the money to is not alive anymore, has no yarshim, you can't make the payment. But you want to tell me now that l'mafreya should be chayzev v'neir, a chiyuv malchus, that's not going to happen. Because being that at the time that the malchus had a bichal, when was that? At the time that you were mevatel daseh, there was no malchus that was going to bichal. And the reason there was no malchus that was going to bichal is because at that moment, the ger was alive, which meant at that moment there was a chiyuv mamon. So even though now the ger is not here, and now there's no way to make a chiyuv mamon, but that's not going to create all of a sudden the chiyuv malchus to suddenly come back. But the Gemara says, the third one, what about pay? Rachmanam, it says in the Torah, lo yisachal pasatcha, right? You're not allowed to take the payah. So lo yisaseh, lo yisachal. And then there's an aseh, lo ani v'lager tazavoysam, right? Instead, what you're supposed to do is give it to the ani and the ger. Now, this payah, you don't think of a classic lashon et glasei, but you see it's a lashon et glasei because lo yisachal pasadcho lo aniv lager tazavoysam, and the mishkachas will be kamei v'le kamei bitlo v'le bitlo. And this is something that you can make work in kamei v'le kamei again. That's obvious, but you can also make it work in bitlo v'le bitlo. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah mitzvahs payah. What's the mitzvah payah? Lahavish manakama. It's to separate the payah while the stalks are still standing. So you're supposed to take a corner of the field and leave it as is. Lahavish manakama. Let's say you weren't mafish while it was standing. Mafish manoyimrim. Then even when it's in the bindlich, right? Even when it's in bundles, you can be mafish when it's in a pile. Actually, mirech, this is all until you did the miruach, until you smooth it. Mirchai, once you do the miruach, ma'aser, then you have to give ma'aser. Because once it's chayv and ma'aser, you have to be mafish to ma'aser. The noisim loy, and you give it afterwards. But here's the point. The point is that once you get past this stage, right, let's say you make it into a dough already, at that point, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah anymore. Mitzvahs peya, lechatchila, kama, it could go to Imrin, it can go to Kri, Mirchai, Masav, and Oizav. But after that, it's done. Also, it's done. It's possible to be mevatel the mitzvah. So, loisachala pasatcha, lo'ani v'lager tazoiv, that's a lavshin itak laseh. Ordinarily, you wouldn't get malchus. However, l'chayrit shayach a bitloy, because if you process this wheat enough, you get to the point where you can no longer be mekayim the mitzvah sase. So why are you saying it's only zois v'yidacheres? What about peyo? So the Gemara says, kid Rabbi Yishmal, Rabbi Yochan must have held like Rabbi Yishmal, the Amar who holds, af mafresh meno iso, that even when it's in the state of dough, you can be mafresh, so you can't be mevatel. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yishmal, nami mishkachas lo, the ochal iso. What do you mean? According to Rabbi Yishmal, it's also possible. You ate the dough. Once he ate the dough, now there's nothing you can do, right? So at that point, so how could you tell me zois v'yidacheres? There's another option. So the Gemara says, ilzent gerecht. When Rabbi Yochanan said Zoisvay, the Chesam of Laza came back and he said Oinus Vegirish, Rabbi Laza actually did not find what Rabbi Yochanan was looking for. You have to say that the Zois was Shiluach Hakan, the Void Acheres was Peya, because Peya it's easy to be Mavatal Daaseh. What about Oinus Vegirish? Why is that not a third example? So what was the Hechatims of Oinus Vegirish? So we said the Hechatims, right, it's not when you killed her, because that's Kamlib Drabim. It's not when you were Makabal Kedushin, because Mamanav Shach, if you did it as a Shliach, it's her, and if you did it on your own, it's nothing. And it's not even if you made the Neder Bir Rabim, because it's a man that holds you could be made for Azan Neder. Oh, the case is talking about you were Neder Al Das Rabim. Meimar said, if someone's Neder Al Das Rabim, it's nothing. Says the Gemara, but in this light, the Hecham Min Al Das Rabim Mein Le'afar. Because although it's true that if someone's Neder Al Das Rabim, there's no Afar, that's only Lidvar Rishos. That's only if you're dealing with Lidvar Rishos. Aval Lidvar Mitzvah Yesh Le'afar. A Neder Shud Al Das Rabim Lidvar Mitzvah, like in this case, Lidvar Mitzvah, right? Lidvar Mitzvah, because the guy has a Mitzvah, Lo Yisi Le'isha. There you could do a Torah, and the Makar to this is, there was a certain Rebbe, Dava Pasha B'Yanuki. Says the Shaila, what this means. Some say he was literally abusive to his Talmidim. Others say he just wasn't teaching them, meaning he just wasn't a good Rebbe. And Adre Rav Acha made a neder which forced him not to teach Talmidim anymore, and he did it al Das HaRabim. V'ahadre Ravina. And Ravina went and he was matted this neder to Leishtakich Tadai Kavasa, because he couldn't find any Rebbe that was as good as this Rebbe. But the bottom line is that you see that even though it was a neder al Das HaRabim, right, this Gemara is a little bit Ein Yoyme Elo Darsheni. But this idea that you see from here that a neder that's done al das rabim, as long as it's lidvar mitzvah, you can be matter, that's mefurish in this Gemara, and that would actually be the zois v'oid acheres, and we can breathe for a second, only a second. So going back to the Mishnah on daf yud gimel amid aleph, which discussed all the Elohein haloikins, and the Mishnah mentioned amongst the Elohein haloikins, if someone is oichel neveilois utreifois shkotzem uramos. So if somebody eats any of the aforementioned, so the halacha is he is going to be chayiv malchus. So as a hakdama to this next gemara, we just have to know the following six psukim. No big deal, but we just have to know the following psukim, right? No, we don't have to really know the psukim, but you just have to be aware that these psukim exist. So we know a person is not allowed to eat a sheretz, right? That's like Judaism 101. You're not allowed to eat shrotzim. Now, where does it say now that it shrots him? In a bunch of places. There's many, many lavin. So if you're going to be moina keruchel, all the lavin in the Torah that talk about shrots him, it's a pretty expansive list. The psukim are mentioned in two places in the Torah. Some are in Parsha Shmini, and the other ones are in Mishnah Torah, the counterpart to Parsha Shmini, which is in Parsha Rei. But if you break down the psukim, it goes something like this. There's two lavin klolian that apply to any sheretz in the world. It says, Al teshaktus nafshei seichem b'chol ha-sheretz ha-shoyretz. And it says, V'loy setamu b'hem. So these are two lavim klolim that apply to and apply to all sheretzim. So anytime a person eats a sheretz, you're going to be over these two isurim. As it relates to a sheretz ha-mayim, the sheretz that's in the water. So the pasuk says, V'chol ha-she'im loy snapper v'kaskeses mikol sheretz ha-mayim mipsarim loy seichelo. Another pasuk is, V'chol ha-she'im loy snapper v'kaskeses Loi soichelo. So you have two additional lavim as it relates to the sheretz amay. As it relates to the sheretz aretz, three lavim. V'chal sheretz asheretz ala aretz sheketzu lo yeyachel. That's one. Two. Kol hilich al gochem v'chal hilich al arba ad kol mabri raglayim l'chal sheretz asheretz ala aretz loi soichlum. And three. V'lo yisatamos nafshay seichem v'chal sheretz haroimes al haaretz. As it relates to a sheretz ha'oif, the pasuk says, "V'chol sheretz ha'oif tomehu lochem lo yeyachehu." So I said six; it's really eight, right? So you have the two lavin klolian, and in addition to that, there's another six. So again, two for every single sheretz in the world that you're going to eat that is going to be an issue. In addition to that, if you eat a sheretz ha'mayim, two lavin; sheretz ha'oretz, three lavin; a sheretz ha'oif, which is also a sheretz ha'oretz, by the way, there's another lav. So there's a whole bunch of different lavin, and the Gemara now is going to bring different memories from Amayram that relate to this halach. So again, the Mishnah had said, Eloin aloikin, if somebody eats shrotzim, you have to know the following halach. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Haiman, the ochel benisa de bekarbo. So Rashi says, a benisa is a toilas, that's a worm, and a karbo is a carib. So if somebody eats the worm that you find sometimes in a carib, malkina le, you're going to get malkus mishum sheretz hasheretz al aretz. It's considered a sheretz aretz. So if you take a look in the achrayim say that the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is, you would have thought that being that it lives inside the carib, maybe it's not called a sheretz aretz, kamash malon that it is, so we're going to treat it as a sheretz aretz. And how many lavin are there in a sheretz aretz? So it's back to the envelope arithmetic. You have the two general lavin that you always get, and we said there's three lavin loisof in the sheretz aretz. 2 plus 3 is 5, you're going to get 5 malkus. There was a person that ate benisa debekarbe v'nagdi Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda gave him malkus. Here too, just an important comment, and that is Rabbi Yehuda was an Amora who lived in Bavel, so he couldn't have given regular malkus, right? What it means is v'nagdi gave malkus marta. So really, it's not mamish, the halach of the Mishnah, ve'eloin aloikin, but it's me'inyan le'inyan ba'isinyan. He was very disappointed that the person ate this benisa debekarbe, and le'migdar milso, he went ahead and he gave malkus marta. Amr Abaya, Abaya said, achal putisa. So a putisa, Rashi says, is a certain type of sheretz hamayim, loika arba. You're going to get 4 malkis. Why 4? So you have the 2 general and then the 2 lavin loisafim that relate to a sheretz hamayim. Nemolo. Somebody eats an ant, which is a sheretz aretz, like chomech, we said. For a sheretz aretz, you have the 2 general plus the 3 that I mentioned by sheretz aretz. Right? Mishum sheretz hasheretz al aretz. And by the way, it's not sheretz hasheretz al aretz as in 1, but you have the 2 general and then the 3 that are included in sheretz hasheretz al aretz. Tzira, if somebody eats a tzira, that's an insect that flies, then loika shesh, why is it 6? Because then you have the original 2 plus the 3 because it lives on dry land, right? It's not a sea creature. And mishum sheretz oif, on top of that, it's also a sheretz oif. So we tack on the 6th one. Rabbi Chai said, amnashes nekovav oif mishum loisa shakto. If somebody has to go to the bathroom and he doesn't go, you're oif loisa shakto. Now, why are we talking about loisa shakto? Because really, it says this pasuk of loisa shakto in the context of all the different shkots and v'ramasim. In fact, we shouldn't even speak out. Why is that loisa shakto not another lav for all the different shrotzim? But it's not. It's actually talking to the man. And hamashes nekovav, he's oiv mishum loisa shakto. Amar Rabbi Bar Abaya. Rabbi Bar Abaya said, "Hayman deshasi bekarne de umno." If somebody would drink, like make a coffee, and he would drink it out of the keren. Karen has a horn, but it was like a koist that was used by blood letters. It was very, very disgusting. So if somebody takes a cup that has like blood in it, and it doesn't rinse it out properly, the point is it's disgusting. If you do something disgusting, this is the theme of this lav of Loisa Shaktsu. Omar Rava. Rava said that in the event that if somebody was risek Tisha Nemolim, if somebody would take 10 Nemolim and he would crush them, and then he would bring 1 live one, v'shlim on the kezayis, and if you took the 9 and the 1 together, you would end up with a kezayis, loikavab, you would end up getting malka 6 times. Hey Mishum Beria, 5 of them because of the 1 beria that you ate, the Nemola is Sheretz Aretz. For Sheretz Aretz, you get 5 malkus, and the 1 additional one is v'echamishum kezayis nevel, because sezamin you ate a kezayis nevel. So this is important. The only time you get all these malkias for eating these creatures is if you eat them whole. So if you eat it as a beria, then you're going to get the malkus. If it's not whole, you just eat pieces of it, then you're not going to get the malkus. Stating that, if a person would take a kezayis of a bunch of crushed insects and he would eat it, it's like gara from the Issa Nevela. So based on that, you would be over an Issa. So in this situation, we ate 1 whole namala and on top of that, you had 9 crushed namalos, and the 9 crushed, tizama with the 1 hole, made the kezayis. So usually an insect is not the size of a zayis, right? Definitely not the zayis of matzah fame, right? Those shiurim. But the point is that, right, a zayis pashtus is an olive, but, right, we know there's bigger shiurim than that. But regardless, that in this situation, you have the beria, which gives you 5 lavin, plus you have the kezayis nevela in totality, and for that reason, you end up getting 6 malkias. Rav Amar, Rav said, Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, I feel a shnaivu. It doesn't have to be 9 plus 1, it could even be 2 plus 1. Meaning, as long as the math works, and you end up getting a kezayis between the 2 plus 1, so the 1 gives you 5, and the other 2, tzizamin, with the 1, gives you a 6. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yosef, afilu echad vahu, even 1 plus 1. The Gemara said, v'loi pligi, in case you thought there was a machlokes over, there's no machlokes. Habaravavi, habazutri, meaning Rava and Rabbi Yosef were talking about bigger insects, it's possible, with 1 plus 1, with 2 plus 1. The reason Rava, the original Rava, had said, Incidentally, the original Rava is Rava Bar Rav Huna. Some have the Gersa. But the reason the original Rava, Rava Bar Rav Huna, said that it's 9 plus 1, it's because he was dealing with smaller insects. Incidentally, if you look at Tosfos, it's the second to last Tosfos on the Amud, Tosfos doesn't understand, like, what's the Chiddush? And 9 plus 1, 2 plus 1, 1 plus 1, I mean, that's just a matter of semantics. It's just a matter of math. At the end of the day, the Yisoid of the Sugya is the Yisoid of the Sugya. Even 2 plus 1, even 1 plus 1, he's talking about bigger ones, smaller ones. Is there a Chiddush over here? It's Tosfos Kash. Zok the Gemara Vaita. One last Gemara. So again, going back to the Mishnah that discussed the Eloin Aloikin. So the Mishnah said that if somebody would eat Tevel or Maisa Rishon Shaloi Notla Chumasai or Maisa Sheni Behekta Shaloi Niftu, the halach is you would get Malkus. But specifically, if somebody eats Tevel or Maisa Rishon Shaloi Notla Trumas. So as a hakdama to this last gemara, a tiny hakdama. So we know that as it relates to the trumas of maisus that a yid had to give, what exactly he had to give depended on what year in the Shemitah cycle it was. So every year you had to give truma gedayla, every year you had to give maisa rishon, and every year when the lady got his maisa rishon, he had to be mafresh trumas maisus from. There were some years you also had to give Maiser Sheni. There were other years that you also had to give Maiser Oni. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav. Rav said, Ochal Tevel Shal Maiser Oni. What would be if somebody ate Tevel Shal Maiser Oni? Meaning you were Mafrish, the Truma Gedoyla, the Maiser Rishon, the Levi was even Mafrish, the Truma's Maiser. But you didn't give Maiser Oni yet. So it's Tevel because of the fact that you didn't give the Maiser Oni. Like you're going to get Malchus. This is Rav's memory. So the Gemara says, come on, who is that like? Yeah, Tana. It's like the following time. Tani Rulim Tedrais. Amar Rav Yisrael said, Yochlo Yechai Val Tevel Shalai Hurmi Menachol Iker. You would think that the only time Yechai Malchus feeding Tevel is if you weren't mafresh trumas and maaser at all. Who remember truma gedayla? Who remember maaser rishon? What would be if you gave truma gedayla but you only didn't give maaser rishon, or you gave maaser rishon v'lo maaser sheni, or you gave maaser rishon v'afilu maaser odi? You didn't get maaser odi. Minayin? How do you know that even then you get malchus tamalimer? It says in the Torah leisucha lacha b'sharecha. That's the lav of tevel. Ulalonu oimer. It says regarding maaser odi v'achlo b'sharecha v'saveu. Amala halon over there. It says b'sharecha in the context of maaser odi. Afka maaser odi v'amir achmaro leisucha. So you see from here that this Malkus for eating Meiser Ani or Tevel Shloihur Mimeno Meiser Ani. So again, Rav said, Ochel Tevel Shloihur Meiser Ani, Loiko, Zokdumar Keman, it's Kei Tana. Who's the Tana? It's Rav Yosef, Shenei Muka Imoy. This is where you see it. I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, Kei Tanoi, that although I hear, and it's a Mefurish Rabbi Yosef, but really it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Not everybody agrees with it. Who's this Machlokes Tanoim? So it's a Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer said, Ein tzorach likres as Hashem, al maiser oni shal demai. V'chachomim oimrim kairas Hashem, v'ein tzorach lahafresh. So this is a Mishnah Masechtas Demai. What's going on over here is somebody bought payrois from an Am Yoretz. So we know that the Am Yoretz were chshudim ala maisers. And because they were chshudim ala maisers, if you bought payrois from an Am Yoretz, you had to be mafresh maiser. Now, really, it was only a suffix whether the Amei Yoretz were Mafresh Meiser or they weren't Mafresh Meiser. In fact, Rav Amei Yoretz, the Gemara says, Me Asrin Heim, but Misafi Chazal said that you should be Mafresh Trumas and Meisers. Now, in the event that you went and you bought now Tfuah from an Amei Yoretz, so the question is, do you have to be Mafresh Meiser Oni? Or do you not have to be mafresh maaser? That's the shayla over here. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Ein tzorech likrois es Hashem al maaser oni shel demai." Don't worry about maaser oni. Meaning, worry about what you have to worry about, but maaser oni is not an issue. The chachamim say, "The chachamim say no. Kores Hashem. You definitely have to be mafresh the maaser oni. However, ein tzorech lahafresh. But you don't have to give it to the oni." Now, Mamon of Shach, if you have to be mafresh, why don't you have to give it to the oni? So it's very simple. It's because there's a suffix whether or not the amaoritz was Kair Hashem a Maiser Ani. That's why you have to be Kair Hashem. The reason I don't give it to the Ani is because the Ani doesn't have a right to be Teveyat from you, because he's going to come to you, he's going to say, you owe me the Maiser Ani. You'll tell him, right? Go find out for sure that the Amaretz didn't give Maiser, and then I'll talk to give it to you. So as it relates to the Isser Tevel, Kairis Hashem. But from the Mamanist perspective, you're the Muchzik, Amoitze Mechaveri Olver Raya, right? This is like Tokfu Koyin 101, and it's for that reason, Ein Tzarech Lafresh. So again, what's the two shittas? Rabbi Eliezer says, you don't have to do nothing. Ein Tzarech Likris Es Hashem Amaiser Oni Shaldmai. Chum is saying, no, you do have to. You have to be Kairis Hashem. You don't have to give it. Because at the end of the day, it's a Sofik Mammon. And Sofik Mammon, Hamoitze Mechaveri Olver Raya. So the Gemara says, what's this Machloikis? So this is Rabbi Yosef Damayra talking. He said, my Labakam Ifli, the Mar Sovar Vadai Toivloi, who Mar Sovar Vadai Ein Toivloi, the Chachamim probably hold that Dami Oretz were Choshud on Tevel. And if a person eats Tevel without being mafresh meiser oni, so it's a legitimate tevel. If it's a legitimate tevel, you got a real problem over here. So you have no choice. You have to be koyra sashen. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer must hold that even vaday is einer teufloi. If you have tevel right now and you are mafresh meiser oni, who cares? It's not a problem because it doesn't make a tevel. And it's for that reason, in the case of Demai, where the ganza shaila is a suffix and reiv am liyaris maasrim, so laws is gain. It's not something you have to worry about. So Rabbi Eliezer that says that don't worry about meiser oni is probably because he holds meiser oni is not so chomer. You know why? Because he holds if someone eats tevel shleihur mena meiser oni, you don't get malchus. Whereas the chomer probably holds it is a problem. So Rab said ochal tevel shel meiser oni loiko, and the Gemara said keman ki Rab Yosi. So Rab Yosi kitanoi. I actually think it's a machlik tanoim because I think from this Rabbi Eliezer that holds ain't tzarich likus Hashem meiser oni shel Demai. You see, not that way. You see that he must have held that meiser oni doesn't make something tevel. Amalei Abaya, right? Cannot make this up. Rav Yosef said something. Amalei Abaya. Zabaya told Rav Yosef, "Hachi, oy bazoi, Rebbe Leben, adam if give a sfeikoi, lif give a vaday." If the core of the machloikis between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim is what? Not a shaylan hilchas d'mai, but it's a shaylan hilchas tevel. It's a shaylan hilchas meiser oni. Tevel shleihur mi mena meiser oni. Is that tevel or is that not tevel? You get malchus, you don't get malchus. So why are they arguing in an obscure case? They should be arguing in the classic case. Arguing in a case of suffix. Why are we talking about a case of suffix? Liflegu bevadei elos nerabai dekuliyam bevadei tovle. I think everybody holds vadei tovle. There's no question over here. V'alchabalchem ilzgi. You want to know what the machloikis over here is? Mar sabalei nichshlam oritz al meiser oni shel d'mai. That Rabbi Eliezer holds that the oritz were not nechsha. A meiser oni shel d'mai. He holds they used to be mafresh the meiser oni shel d'mai. And it's for that reason you don't have to be curious Hashem, because he holds they weren't choshed on it. And the reason they weren't choshed on it is given the memoinahu afrushe mafresh. Because it made sense for them to be mafresh. So we're trying to go into the psyche of the Am Haaretz, which is a little challenging. But not because you have to know what does he do and not do, right? Not because he's an Am Haaretz, but like, he's makbid on some things, he's not makbid on other things, right? They were mafish truma, they weren't mafish meiser. So Rabbi Loza says, I'm going to tell you the way I understand the psychology of the Am Haaretz. The Am Haaretz is not so nicha to just go ahead and stop being mafresh, trumas and maestras. The reason is because trumas and maestras have kedusha. I mean that they have kedusha, so he's going to be mafresh in, and then he's going to eat something with kedusha. That's not something he wants to do. So what he'd rather do is just leave it as tevel. Right? Just leave it as tevel. And as a result, that's going to be better. But my maestro oni doesn't have that problem. Because even if he's mafresh to maestro oni doesn't have any inherent kedusha. It's like stalker. You just have to go ahead and give it to the oni. So being that it doesn't have any inherent kedusha, so he might as well be mafresh. So ordinarily, he figures, let me eat tevel rather than eat maestras. Because maestras has kedusha. But if it's a question of tevel versus chulin, he'd for sure rather eat chulin. I, when you're mafresh the meiser oni, you're being a goslin, that's only money, right? Keep it to my mic, no, like, just money. He don't care about that. And as a result, that's the way he's going to go about this. Rabbanan savvy, the Rabbanan, no, keep in the trichle, musle. Now, at the end of the day, it's still a tircha. I am the Rishon, what's the big tircha? But is some tircha involved over here? And being that there's some tircha involved, for that reason, we assume that he is not going to do this either way. This concludes another Geshmaka daf. Again, this two daf-ish sugya of bitloy v'loy bitloy kaimoy v'loy kaimoy. So I just want to end today's daf with a davar chadash that I heard miyedidi hagoyin Ramosha Grunschlita. And it's mamish a davar nifla that relates sai to the sugyas that we're learning, and also it's still davar be'itay matoiv as we're still in Chodesh Nisan. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah, he talks about the Isser Chametz. And the Rambam says, V'haminiyah Chametz B'Shusa B'Pesach. If somebody leaves Chametz in his B'Shus on Pesach, Afal Pisha Lo Yachla. Even if he didn't eat the Chametz, Oyvi B'Shnei Lavin. He's going to violate two Lavin. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, Lo Yeyra L'cha Sar B'chol Gavulcha. V'nemar, and it says, Sar Lo Yimotze B'Votechem. What we know is the law of Bal Yeyra U'Bal Yimotze. So says the Rambam, if someone is only maniach chametz b'shusay b'pesach, he only has chametz. Didn't eat it, he only has it. He's over not just one law, two law. He's over the law of Bal Yeyra, and he's over the law of Bal Yimotze. The Rambam continues, and the Rambam says, Einoi loikim mishum lo Yeyra b'lo Yimotze. A person does not get malchus for the law of Bal Yeyra b'lo Yimotze. Elim ken kono chametz b'pesach. The only time a person would get malchus for the lava by Yerubba Yemotze is if he was over by Yerubba Yemotze with a maisa. meaning he purchased the chametz on Pesach, or he made the chametz on Pesach. Avlam hayloi chametz kodma Pesach. But let's say a person had chametz in his house before Pesach, uba Pesach, and then Pesach came v'loi biaroi, and he didn't get rid of it. Elohi nichay b'rishusoi. He left it in his rishus. Afa pisha over al shnei lavin. Even though this person was over on the two lavin by Rabbi Yomatze, enoi loikim in atayra. He's not going to get malchus mipnei shaloi osa by ma'isa because he didn't do a ma'isa. Right? Pretty relevant to today's daf. So says the Rambam. If someone's maniach chametz b'shusay b'pesach, even if he didn't eat it, he's over two lavin. The lava by your rab by your matz. Do you get malchus? The Rambam says it depends. If you did a ma'isa, you bought the chametz, you made the chametz, then you're going to get malchus because you did a ma'isa. If, however, you had the chametz in your rishus and you just left it there, being that you didn't do a ma'isa, it's lav she'in by ma'isa, and lav she'in by ma'isa ain't like an olive. And in the words of the Rambam, afa picha aver al shnei lavin. Even though you're over two lavin, still ain't I like him in a Torah, you're not going to get malchus mipnei, and the reason is shaloi asa ba maisa. The Merkeves HaMishka and other Achroinim ask a question of flaw on this Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yutes of Hilchas Sanhedrin does something that he does in different places in his Svarim, and that is he counts and sorts the lavin. So we know that there are 365 lavin. Says the Rambam, in the 365 lavin, you should know for 207 of them, there are malchus. So at the end of the day, when you go through the cheshbon of how many lavin there's malchus, how many lavin there's no malchus, the Rambam says there's 207 lavin for which there's malchus. In the words of the Rambam, nimtzu kol haloikin. If you add up all the loikin, masayim v'shiva, it's 207, and simen lahem. The Rambam says, I'll give you a simen yilku zedim. The words yilku zedim, lachin amalchus, is begamatria 207. You don't see this every day in a Rambam, but Yilkus Eidim, that's a gematria, says the Rambam, and this is a remez to the 207 lavin for which you're going to get malchus. If you go through the Rambam's 207, when the Rambam is talking about lav number 99, says the Rambam, Hamakayim chametz bepesach b'rshusoy, kegoin shechimetz isasai. If someone is makayim chametz in his house, for example, he was chimetz isasai, he was over by your rabbi, your matzah. That's an example of where you're going to get malchus. So the Rambam, in his 207, in his Yilku Zedim, he counted by your rabbi, your matzah as one of those lavin. In fact, if you're keeping score, it's lav number 99. Fregin da achroinim. It's a pella. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Chametz Umatzah, Haminiach Chametz B'Shusay B'Pesach, Afal Pishol Yochloi Oiver B'Shnei Lavin. The Rambam says you get two lavin. Now the Rambam says you're only going to get malchus if you do a ma'isa. But if you do a ma'isa al kaponim, how many lavin are you going to be over? You're going to be over two. It's going to be Bal Yerah and it's going to be Bal Yematzah. If that's the case, in the cheshbon of 207, it should be two lavin, not one. Yet the Rambam only counts it as one. He counts it as number 99. This is the Kushyin of Flah. Astir Sar Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says that if somebody is over by Rabbi by Yomotzeh, he's over two lavin, by Rabbi by Yomotzeh, and in the end of Perek Yutes and Hilchas Sanhedrin, when the Rambam's moina all the different lavin, the lavin that you get Malkus on, over there the Rambam was moina Mekayim Chametz B'Pesach B'Shusach G'gan Shechim Etzisosai as being only one. So the Mekeves HaMishnah on the Rambam says that maybe Pshat is that it's Yodua, everyone asks on the Rambam. This goes down as maybe from the most often quoted kashas in Shabbos HaGadol drushes, the Chelik drush, of course. And that is that the Rambam says you get malchus for the lav of Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh, L'chayra, isn't it a lav shenitik laseh? It's true, Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh, but there's also an aseh. There's an aseh of Tashbisu. So to the extent that there's an aseh of Tashbisu, how could the Rambam say that if somebody goes and is over the Issa Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh, albeit with a Maisa, he's going to get Malkus, L'chayra, it's a lav shenitik laseh. It's true if you do it with a Maisa, it's a lav sheish by Maisa, but it's still going to be nitik laseh. It's going to be nitik laseh to the aseh of Tashbisu. The Kama Kumas in Nishtabru to answer this kasha. So it says the Mekeves HaMishnah could be that one kasha answers the other. In other words, La'olam the Rambam held that really Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh is a lav shenitik laseh. It's nitik to the aseh of Tashbisu. And enochinami, if a person's going to go and he's going to be over the lav of Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh, when it comes to lemaisa getting malchus, you know how many malchus he's going to get? He's going to get only one. And the reason he's only going to get one is because the other one is nitik la'aseh. Meaning you have two lavin, bal yirah and bal yematzeh, you have one aseh of tachbisu. So the one aseh, hafodik, knocks out the one lav. What you're left with is the other lav, and it's for that reason. And chanami, you can only get malchus. So the Rambam, when he says, haminiyah chometz b'shusa b'pesach, hafo pishulay yochla, oiv b'shnei lavin, it's true. Because really there's two lavin. But with the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perikites, when he was talking about the malchus, the Rambam only counted it as one. You know why? Davka, because of the Veltz Kasha. It's because at the end of the day, one of them is going to be Nitta Klase, and the other one is going to be the only one that you're going to be able to get Malkus. So you have these two Peladig Rambams. You have a Rambam that says that on Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh, you can be Malkus if you do a Maisa, Ayitz, Lav, Shenitta Klase. And you have a Stiris Rambam, where the Rambam's Zwayne Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzeh has two Lavim, and yet in the Minyan Lavim, the number's 207, it's only 99, it's only one. How do you reconcile these two Peladig Rambams? Zoktim Akevis HaMishnah, one Kasha answers the other. The Rambam said two Lavim, he never said two Malkus, and Faket. It can't be two malchus because one of the lavin is taka or lav shenita glase. It's the other one for which you're going to get malchus. Which one? It doesn't matter, but it's only one of the two. And that's why the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, taka was only mine as one. He wasn't mine as two. It's a fire teretz. But there's one problem. The problem is that everyone knows there's so much lumdus to be miyashiv the Rambam, that the Rambam really held, for whatever reason, that tachbisu does not make bal yirah bal yematzeh into a lav shenita klase. Reb Chaim Briska goes in his derech, and Remeh Simchan or Sameach goes in his derech, and all the shivas say different pshatim, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of raid to be miyashiv the Rambam differently. That the Rambam la'olam held that the lav of Bayerah Bayamatze is inherently and not a lav shenita glase. And if that's the case, it's hadra kushya l'duchte. L'chayra, we have a stiris Rambam. Because the Rambam's moina Bayerah Bayamatze has two lavin. Yet, in the minyan alavim, the Rambam says Yilku Zaydim is 207. He does not count Bayerah Bayamatze has two. He only counts it as one. How do you reconcile these two Rambams? So Rav Moshe wanted to say something beautiful. He said that if you take a look carefully at the Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, so the Rambam, after he counts the 207, he literally goes through all of them. He says, Nimtzu kol haloikim masayim v'shiva simulahem yilku zeidim. The Rambam's Lashon is, Nimtzu kol haloikim. What does kol haloikim mean? All the people that are walking into Beis Din right now, and they have to bike Zechibre to get Malkus, that's 207. The Rambam didn't say there's 207 lavin for which you're going to get malchus. The Rambam's talking not about the chefts of the lav. The Rambam's talking about the loikin, the gavra that's going to get malchus. You see, this is what's unique about Bayerah Bayamatze. Every time you're over Bayerah, you're also over Bayamatze. And every time you're over Bayamatze, you're also over Bayerah. So kumta is that from a loike, from the gavra's perspective, if you're loike for Bayerah, you're also going to be loike for Bayamatze. If you're loike for Bayerah, doesn't mean you're going to be loike for eating nevela, but if you're loike for Bayerah, you're going to be loike for Bayamatze. So as it relates to Minyan Halavin, it's not 208. 100%, that's the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah. Oh, but Kol HaLoikim is only 207. Because whenever you're over the lav of Bayerah, you're also going to be over the lav of Bayamatzah, and that's the Diyak Nimtzu Kol HaLoikim. So Rav Moshe Grun wanted to shtel to a Dover Nifla. And that is, the Rambam brings a remez to the Inyan of 207 Loikim. And that is Yilku Zeidim. The truth is, there's another remez that the Kadmoinim mention, and that is that Malkus is a Makar Rabba. And Rabba, Reish Beis Hei, is also the Gematria 207. But the Megala Mukos, and this is an Oithin Ayin Vav, so he talks a little bit about this Inyan. And he says, Dvarim Neskovim Kedarka Bakoidesh, but Toich Dvarvi says a Dover Pella. He says that we know Avram Avinu was Midas HaChesed. By the way, this ties into everything that we're learning now. L'rabbi's chumashe. Avram Avinu, we know, was midas hachesed. Yitzchak, we know, was midas hadin. In arm Torah mitzvahs, we have aseis and we have lois aseis. Asei is a hava. Asei comes from the place of chesed. Lois asei is yira. Lois asei comes from the place of din. That's why the Ramban in Parshas Yisrei says asei is doicha lois asei, because a hava is doicha yira. Avram is begematria. Rashi brings in a chumash right in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. 248. That's the Begematria of Avram. Yitzchak is Begematria 208. Said the Megala Mukoyt that Avram is Begematria 248 because Avram is Chesed. Avram is Ahava. Avram Oyavoy. And that's Kiminyan de Essen, which is 248. Yitzchak, who's Din, Yitzchak, who's Gvura, Yitzchak, that's Yira, he's Begematria 208, says the Megala Mukoyt. Why? Because there's 208 lavin for which you get malchus. As I talk to Megala Mukos. Because there's 208. It's 207. It's not 208. Said Ramosha the Teretz. It really is 208. Because of this grace akasha. Because the Rambam's really minded by your rabbi, by your matzah is two. The Teretz is nimtzu kol haloikim asayim v'shiva. Mitzad the loikim is 207. Aba mitzad the cheftzef and the malchus. Really, it's 208. That's the oimik in this Megala Mukos. That's pshat that he says Yitzchak who's din is begamachi 208. Because really there are 208. Which is Malkus. Demis says, if you look at the Megala Mukus inside, it could be the Megala Mukus is even saying it mefurish. Ayin Sham. Abaham Mia, this would be Pshat and this remez of Yitzchak being Midas Hadin, Yitzchak being Begematria 208. But just one more punchline. And that is, the Megala Mukus in Oifin Reish He. He there too is talking about this Inyan, that Avram is Midas Hachesen, and that's why he's Begematria Reish Memches. And Yitzchak is Midas Adin, Kenegad Eloisa says, which is Bigamatria Reishches, and there the Megala Mukos talks about the Rambam's remes of Yoku Zedim and Makaraba, the remes of 207. And he says that one of the inyonim of 207, Loikim, is the word Oir, as in light, Vayehi Or, is Begematria 207. Right, this is easy math. Aleph, Vav, and Resh is 207. And he says, Ba'orcha Nira Or, Ayin Shom again. This is way above my pay grade. But the bottom line is, Azoy Shtei Temegal HaMukhis. But I'll tell you one Dover Nifla that Ramosha Gunshtal Tzu, and that is, the Ramchal wrote a sefer called Shroshei HaMitzvahs. This is one of the more obscure Sfarim that the Ramchal wrote. And in Shroshei HaMitzvahs, in Klal Samach, the Ramchal talks about Lavin, and he says as follows. Just read one paragraph inside. V'hinei, ha'onshim shenimsru lahen. As it relates to Lavin, you find two types of onshim, Malkus and Misa. The soid ha'inyin, you ready? The soid of the inyin is, ki besidrei ha'merkova, nisteru ha'inyonim, pa'oifin sheyesh minei chatoim, shegormin hisaches ha'sidra achra b'ma'oirois, so in the world of the Sidrei Merkava, which by definition is above our pay grade, there's two types of averas. There's certain averas that if a person does that avera, it allows the Sidra Achra to chap on the oir, and it's goyremes lahem choshech, and it brings a certain finstenisht. There's a choshech on the person, there's a certain choshech that comes into the world. Ach yesh acherim, but then there are other averis. Shegormin shetechois chas v'sholim kol kach, that it causes a sitter achra to have such an achizo, shetigroim the pnimios, that it rears on the pnimios of the kedusha, lehistalek ulesalim lagamri, that the person gets completely cut off, v'zeh nikra kitzutz upirud. If a person does an avera, that's goyim choshech. Tzorich sheye onesh achoyte biyisurim koshin kegufay. The punishment, the onesh that a person needs to get is he has to get yisurim, which are koshin begufay. V'amnan klal agvurois hakoshos shemehem ba ma yisurim agufim klal amin lametes. And the klal for that is 39. Ubesoy ze niskan hamalkus ubelkois achoyte mekabel onshoy v'niskan apkan umeschapelo legami ulechatom shegarmu kitzutz. But as it relates to that, there is that a goyim kitzutz tzarech misa. He needs misa. Va'oz niskan. And it's only then that he's going to have a takana. Va'omna minei misa is dalin. The four oisius of the Shem Avaya, ayin shom. But says the Ramchal, b'lashoyne yazah. There's two types of averas. One is an avera, a loisa say, for which there's malchus. And the other one is an avera, it's a loisa say, for which there's misa's bezdin. The avera for which there's malchus is poigim in the ma'oiros of Shamayim. It brings a choshech into the world. And because it brings a choshech into the world, it needs a tikkun. And the tikkun for the choshech is al yedei the malchus. The ones that require chiyah misas bezdin, their oich is in a much more pnimiyus than the place. And what their goyrim is not choshech, but kitzutz upirut. And the tikkun for that, The way you come back is through Mises Bezdin, the Dalud Mises Bezdin, which are connected to the Dalud Oisius of Avayu. Again, this is real Kabbalah, but the bottom line is, that's where the Achiza comes from. But one thing you see from here, that when a person does a Loisase, Sheyesh by Malkus, what is that Goyim in the Welt? What it's Goyim in the Welt is a certain Choshech. So he said, Ulai, that's the Pnimius in the Remes of the Megala Mukois. Oyer is Begematria 207. 207, the Rambam's Remes of Nimtzu Kol Aloikim Masayim Veshiva. Because when a person gets Malkus, what he's doing is you're taking the Ma'oirois out of the Achiz of the Sitra Achru. You're removing that Choshech. You're bringing back the Oyer. That's the Oymik. That's the Oymik of the Remes of the Megala Mukois, that Oyer is Gematria 207. Because through the Malkus, we're bringing a Vayehi Oyer. That's what's coming. And this really is in line with the Inyan that we've spoken so much about, that we talk about Malkus and we talk about Mises Bezdin, right? I mean, there's a certain very morbid component to this. But we know an Oynish is not just an Oynish. An Oynish is Eichet HaKapara. Through the Malkus, there's a certain or, there's a lichtigkeit that came. Yeah, it's a makar rabbah. Rabbah is begamatria 207. It's Yilkut Zeidim, the Rambam says it's a begamatria 207. It's Yitzchak, which is Midas Adin, that's also included in this remez. But there's also or, because there's a component of every single oynish, which is also a kapara. The oynish is manifest in a choshech, hence the remez for the tikkun and the kapara is manifest in the word or.